This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a glorious, glorious Monday. Yes, it's me. Sorry I was gone on Friday, but I am right back here and we have a rambunctious show ready for you tonight. On a glorious Monday. I'm so happy the work week is starting, aren't you, Chris? We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. You know how I never have guests? I have three guests tonight. It just kind of worked out that way. Various things. It'll be interesting, I promise, mostly because of me. But they'll contribute something, too. But we have three guests. We're going to talk, I'm sure you've probably heard a lot about redistricting this and redistricting that. We're actually going to get to that as it pertains to Democrats being held up falsely in this country. All that donor organs, emails, so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Now, before I get to any of that, have you ever driven past or even walked into a little boutique store or boutique, depending on it's, you can say it either way, Chris. Have you ever walked past or walked into one of these? They're all over the place. Small towns have them. Big towns have them. And you just have to stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. You know what I'm talking about. You walk in and there's 1,000 different kinds of little knickknacks. There's a painting of a baby goat, or you can go buy a rug and maybe a weird dress that looks like it was from the 1870s. Now, let me ask you, my mind works this way, maybe yours does too. Having walked in these places before, have you ever asked yourself, how do they make money? Because remember, any business, whatever kind of business it is, grocery store, restaurant, boutique, doesn't matter what it is, businesses need a steady stream of customers. You have to have a bunch of them. Otherwise, you don't get enough business, you don't sell enough stuff, you don't make the rent, you can't pay your employees, and you go out of business. So let me ask you again, have you ever wondered, or maybe you're wondering about it now, that little boutique up the road, your wife's only bought one little thing from there. You hardly see anyone in the parking lot. How do they make money? Well, they don't. In fact, here's a little tidbit for you. Most of those, I don't have an exact percentage, the vast majority, though, lose money and lose a significant amount of money. Did you know that? Most people don't know that. Okay, so how do they all exist? How are there so many of them? They're everywhere. Well, here's how. Do you know who runs those little boutiques about 99% of the time? A woman. A rich woman. I should say a woman married to a rich man. She is almost always an empty nester. And this is no insult if you're one of these women, by the way. I'm not insulting you. She's almost always an empty nester. The kids are gone. He makes a whole bunch of money. She wants a project. She has a passion for tweed jackets or whatever weird crap they sell in the boutique. And she is held up by her husband's vast quantities of wealth, so she doesn't have to stress the fact that she doesn't sell enough stuff to pay the rent, let alone pay her employees. She's allowed to run a business that hemorrhages money because her husband holds it up. The entire boutique industry is this way. Did you know that? Most people don't know that. I bet you didn't know that. Now, why in the world am I talking about something like boutiques to open up a show on a Monday? That's the Democrat Party in the United States of America, and most people don't know it. You see, I know you look at the sick freaks that make up the Democrat Party today, the base and the elected representatives. And I know you've asked yourself, maybe you've talked to a friend or your spouse about this. I know you've asked yourself, who votes for these people? How could anybody vote for these people? Are you kidding me? Half the country supports these people? No. That's not true. That's what we think. That's what you and I are led to believe. Well, I don't understand. They win a presidential election, and then we win a presidential election, and then we'll take back the House, but barely, and then they'll take back the House. Jesse, it sure seems like it's a 50-50 country. I know it seems that way. But the only people who really hardcore support these sick, demonic policies, they're just in a few pockets around the country. Big, urban, wealthy centers, those are the pockets of the people who genuinely believe in and support this stuff. The vast, vast quantity of America does not support Democrats and does not support Democrat policies. So how then? How in the world? How do we have a razor-thin majority in the House of Representatives? How do we get an elected Republican and then an elected Democrat, then an elected Republican as president? How is that the case? It's all built on her husband's money. It's all built on your money. Your money. You, the American taxpayer, you are the wealthy husband pouring money against your will into the wife. The Democrat Party, who is blood-sucking your money and needs every single penny of it in order to keep the doors open. And if you, if your money, if it is in any way withheld, if the husband comes home one night and says, honey, no money for you this month, no money for you the next couple months for your boutique, you need to go turn a profit. The doors will be closed within a week. Have you been hearing things about this redistricting fight? I'm sure at least you've heard it. Maybe no one's gone into depth, and I won't tackle too much of the depth on it, but it goes right along the lines of what we used to say, of what we're talking about here. Not used to say, that's stupid. What I used to say 2 minutes ago, right along the lines of what we're talking about here. Democrats are in Texas. This is more of a Texas story, but it'll have national implications. Democrats in Texas are so scared about Texas's redistricting plan that they fled the state. What's happening here? Okay, pause. I don't want to talk over anybody's head because people have different levels of political nerdness about them. So let me break this down in a very 101 style so it's easily digestible, okay? Congressional districts. That's the United States House of Representatives, all right? Congressional districts. Each state gets only so many of them depending on the population of the state. Okay, you got that. It's a very basic point. But how do you draw them? Who draws them? Ideally, they just all be little perfect squares or perfect circles depending on the population in there, right? But have you ever looked at the congressional map of any state? Could be New York, Illinois, California. They're hardly perfect squares, are they? It's weird. They have some of them are shaped like a hot dog, and some of them are basically S's of land where they're carving out this and including that. Why do we have these really weird districts in the country? Well, it's because the political party in charge of each state, remember, the states themselves will decide what their congressional districts look like. The political parties of the state will attempt to draw the lines, the congressional lines of the state, in a way that gives them the most power, which brings us to the Voting Rights Act. I'm not going to go into the Voting Rights Act. Don't worry. I don't want you to get so bored you drive off the road because you fell asleep behind the wheel. Don't worry. I'm not going into it at all. But what you do need to know for our purposes is the United States of America, burdened with white guilt, we are just crushed by white guilt still in this country. In an effort to try to make up for the way black people had been disenfranchised in the past in this country, the United States of America made it a law that you can draw congressional districts just so they're black. Meaning, you're not bound by anything. In fact, You have a complete lawful right to draw the weirdest looking district in the world so you can encompass all the black people there. Have you ever wondered how this human being is in Congress?
Because the Supreme Court has paved the way for half the stuff that we see that's going on. Listen, Donald Trump is a piece of shit. Okay, we know that. Yes, yes. He is. He is.
How's she in Congress? That's how she's in Congress. I'll continue this in a moment. We'll talk about the boutique that is the Democrat Party. Before we continue, do you like to nerd out on this stuff? On constitutional stuff? Maybe you're an economics person. Maybe, like me, maybe you're a big history nerd. I admit it. I'm not ashamed. I know who I am. What if there was a great resource that you don't have to worry about bias? You don't have to worry about some dirty commie manipulating the history. Well, there is, at no cost. Hillsdale College, all their wisdom, all those wonderful professors, all that patriotism, they don't want to just keep it all hidden on the campus for the super smart kids who get into Hillsdale. They have it for you and for me. I can understand it. So if I can, you can. Maybe Chris can't, but everyone else can. More than 40 free online courses. You can do this while you drive. Listen to them. You can watch them with your family. No cost wisdom on capitalism, on the Constitution, on the book of Genesis, Chris. Whatever. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Gosh, I love them. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, coming up about 45 minutes from now. My buddy Kurt Schlichter is going to join me in about 10 minutes from now. Why? Well, Kurt wrote a book. Kurt writes great books, as everyone knows, but Kurt has been invited on the show, not just because he's my friend, but because he wrote me into the book. Any book that features me is going to be promoted endlessly on this show. It's because I'm selfish. It's because I'm self-centered, and I really want everyone talking about me at all times. And in that effort, I'm going to bring on Kurt. I probably wouldn't even invite him on the show had he not included me in the book. So I want to know, am I the hero of the story? I would assume. What, Chris? I bet you I am. Probably a superhero of some kind. I don't know exactly what I'm going to be. I genuinely don't. So you, me, we're going to find out together. Now, back to what we were discussing. America's Democrat Party is not popular. We are not a 50-50 country. They have existed on dirty tricks, on your money in dirty tricks, and now it's under attack. Why? Why are Democrats fleeing the state of Texas to go hide in Illinois?
If you're seeing this video, my Democratic colleagues and I have just left our beloved state to break quorum and stop Trump's redistricting power grab. Trump told our Republican colleagues to redraw the political maps here in Texas in the middle of the decade to get him 5 more seats and protect his majority in Congress. They're turning our districts into crazy shapes to guarantee the outcome they want in the 2026 elections.
They're not turning them into crazy shapes. They're eliminating the crazy shapes. And did you hear what he said? The most important part, by eliminating the crazy shapes, by eliminating this racist drawing of the districts, 5 more seats in the United States House of Representatives. That's one state. Now expand that to 50 states. How many Democrat seats would vaporize overnight if you stopped doing this? The entire party exists on dirty tricks and your money. And of course, illegal immigrants. That ties into this too. Why do you think people like Senator Alex Padilla go on NBC News and say this
stuff? My focus has been on the people who have been here. Millions of long-term residents of the United States who happen to be undocumented, that have been the target of this administration's increasingly aggressive and cruel arrests.
Why are Democrats so hell-bent on keeping all the illegals here? Because they counted them in the census. Because without the illegals here, you might even see blue states turning red. Democrats are watching as their power is being redistricted out, as their power is being deported out of this country. They are watching it all come apart. Oh, by the way, something else. Oh, you know what? I'll go back to her again. Jasmine Crockett. What's she worried about?
There was a benefit to shining a light on what it was that they were trying to do in the dark in Texas. So unfortunately, we've seen our numbers fall now that they have these voter restrictions in place.
What voter restrictions? We've seen our numbers. She's talking about Democrats. We've seen our numbers fall now that they have voter restrictions in place, which begs the question, what restrictions are those? Showing an ID to vote. Democrats started losing seats and losing power the second the voters had to prove they were American citizens before they could vote. The entire Democrat Party in the United States of America is held up by taxpayer money, illegal immigrants, dirty tricks, and this is with the entire American media also in their pocket. We are not a 50-50 country. We are not a place where half the country wants communism. We are not a place where half the country wants an open border. We are not a place where half the country thinks men can become women. We are not that place. You think we are that place because that is the world we see. It's all false. You have 10 boutiques in your town, and there's never more than one customer in the parking lot at any given moment, and you have those 10 boutiques in your town because a wealthy man is paying his wife's bills to start a passion boutique project. It doesn't make any money. It will never make any money. It's not super popular at all. She wanted a place to sell hemp or whatever weird thing she happens to be into. That's the Democrat Party. You look around and you think it's 50-50. It's anything but 50-50. The second you stop letting these people draw ridiculous congressional lines, the second you make them start showing ID, the second you start deporting illegals, the second you start taking taxpayer money away from these NGOs, from the dark communist network, Democrats start flopping and flailing and losing elections and panicking so badly that they'll hop on a plane and risk being arrested to escape. Why? Because they know exactly what I just told you is true. You may not think what I just told you is true. Democrats know. They show you every single day. We are not a 50-50 country at all. I don't know what our percentage is. 60-40, I don't, maybe 70-30. We are not a 50-50 country. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all a rich husband hemorrhaging money so his wife has something to do during the day. Remember that. Now, I want to find out why I'm in Kurt Schlichter's book, and you and me, we're going to find out together. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday, about a half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday. But before that, the song was Heroes, and that is obviously about me, because joining me now, don't shake your head, Chris, joining me now, my buddy Kurt Schlichter, who has a new book out, American Apocalypse, the Second Civil War, of which I am assuming I am the lead character. Kurt, could you expand on that?
Well, you certainly are, and I think it's appropriate you have me on during the hour of Medal of Honor, guys, to balance it out. because all my medals are for perfect attendance.
All right, Kurt, before we get into the news of the day and Trump and the Russia stuff and everything else, I actually do the Second Civil War. People talk about this all the time. I get emails about it. I know you get asked about it all the time because you have so many wonderful books about this subject, but that's not going to be a thing, right?
Gosh, I hope not. Both you and I have served in places in the ruins of Civil War, so we kind of see the whole, you know, downside of it. And the problem, Jesse, is our enemies are stupid and arrogant and absolutely ahistorical. Now, if you read American Apocalypse, and you should read American Apocalypse, unless you're some insufferable left-wing femboy, you're a fan of Jesse Kelly, and everybody should be a fan of Jesse Kelly. I've been a fan of Jesse Kelly.
Me too.
For a long time. You get second only to you in appreciation for Jesse Kelly. You're going to see some themes from history. You're going to say, wait a minute, who's this Sulla guy? Wait a minute, this Franco guy, is he all bad? Wait a minute, was it really wrong for Pinochet to toss communists out of helicopters? It's going to raise some questions and raise some issues. Because if there is a civil war, the idea that once it ends, and I think it ends with our side, you know, generally the patriots, normal people, regular Americans, I think would eventually win, though not easily and not quickly. That, I think, is an ugly fantasy. It would be unbelievably destructive. I think at the end we would win. And all the left-wing weirdos, losers, mutations, SSRI gobbling, Chardonnay wine women, faculty lounge lizards, blue-haired mutants, aren't going to be able to go, well, okay, we tried, it failed, back to normal. It ain't going back to normal. It isn't the United States you grew up with. It isn't going to be the United States who put up with you. It's going to be a much different U.S. As one of the characters in there said, we had three choices. We had a free country where everybody got to speak, their rights were protected, and they all got to participate. Or we had a left-wing dictatorship, or we had a right-wing authoritarian regime. I want number one. I can't live with number two, and I'll fight. But I can live with number three if I have to.
Kurt, I'm going to play something for you because it's actually along these lines. Joe Biden, they I'm sure injected him with liquid cocaine and dragged his poor butt to some event in Chicago. And here he was bragging about all this DEI crap.
I appointed the most demographically diverse slate of judges ever in the history of the United States of America.
Kurt, the communists aren't sorry for anything they did during his destructive 4 years, and that's one thing that gets me. Even all these DEI departments, they're not changing them, they're just changing the names. They're not looking around at each other sorry for any of the destruction. They're just figuring out how to do more of it. How do we share a country with people like this?
Well, it's tough. I remember when I was stationed in Germany during the Cold War. You know, me, the guy there always saying, you're too soft on the Russians, even though I was actually shivering in a fighting position in Stuttgart while they were out marching in the KGB-inspired nuclear freeze movement. Anyway, sometimes we would go to a Volksfest and you get with a older German who probably did some sightseeing on the Eastern Front, and you get a few beers into him and you go, well, you know, you Americans, you don't understand. Hitler, he was not so bad. Just because you beat them doesn't mean their mind is going to change. At some point we have to be satisfied with simply restraining them and making them powerless, because a lot of these people are evil, a lot are lunatics, a lot have terminal daddy issues. We can't fix them. We have to ensure that they have no power and no authority over our lives. Donald Trump and the whole movement is making measurable progress. But, you know, you were a Marine. You understand that the enemy gets a vote. They're going to fight. They're going to resist. And they're not going to play by any arbitrary rules, as much as that makes the femboy bow-tied virgin conservatives literally shake. We better not either.
speaking with Kurt Schlichter. He has a new book out, American Apocalypse Civil War 2.0 is basically what I'm calling it, featuring Jesse Kelly, of course. Anyway, Kurt, the Russia hoax stuff, obviously we're treated to a new trove of documents, it seems like every other day, where we find out a bunch of stuff that we suspected anyway. These people are horrible. They're evil. They use the CIA, FBI, and everything else against Republicans. Okay, we got all that. Kurt, does anybody go to jail? I'm tired of nobody going to jail. If you can't go to jail by using the Central Intelligence Agency as your political arm, then you can't go to jail.
Well, as you know, I am an attorney of some repute. And I'm going to break people's hearts by saying there is zero chance that Barack Obama is going to jail for, among other reasons, the immunity decision of the Supreme Court. However, I think there is a substantial chance, if pursued correctly, that is not in the venue of Washington, D.C., but in Virginia or better yet in Florida, that Brennan does go to jail. And there is a non-zero chance that Clapper and Comey also join him in the pokey. Look, there has to be accountability. And one form of accountability is legal accountability. Another is political accountability. I think the American people are tired of this. And that's one of the problems with the American people. They get tired of things before they've exacted their righteous retribution. I would like to fix that about our country. The fact that it took 45 years to go and kill a large number of Iranians after what they did to Americans from 1979 on, including in Iraq, is to me absolutely inexcusable. Those semi-human, our enemies, Jesse, should curse our name and use the name American to scare children for 100 generations.
I love it. Kurt, real quick before I let you go, where can people get your book?
Go to Amazon to get American Apocalypse. It's like sitting with me and Jesse with beers for about 367 pages. If you don't come out of that wanting a cigarette and a cuddle, go get your tea tested.
He is Kurt Schlichter. The book is American Apocalypse. As always, my friend, I appreciate you very much. Look, he's not wrong. And a question I have, and I do have it. Let's say Pam Bondi does her job right. Cash Patel does. Let's say they do their job right. And let's say Brennan is looking like he's going to burn for this or possibly. Do the American people, do they cringe? Do they pull back? It's too far. Wait, prison, I don't want that. I can't, I reject that. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So far, the American people have not rejected mass deportation. That's something to feel good about, that's for sure. Anyway, let's do some emails before we get to Medal of Honor Monday and other things. Before we do those, I know you saw what Trump said about tariffs on India today. I don't know. I get emails all the time. What's going to happen with the market? I don't know. I'm not Warren Buffett. I don't know. And I don't give out financial advice. I don't do it. I won't do it. Because if I gave you bad advice, I'd feel terrible. So I don't have to stress when I say buy gold or silver. There's no stress in that. Get some in your physical possession if you can. Just a few coins. Whatever you can do. Get some in your retirement. A portion of your retirement should be precious metals. Who do you trust for that, though? It's your retirement, after all. Probably the company that has over 6,000 five-star reviews. Probably the company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Goldco. They're who I use. Use who I use, Goldco. At least get a free copy of their 2025 Gold and Silver Kit. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Monday. Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 10 minutes from now. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, or iTunes. If you want to email the show, we love your emails. Your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you would like. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com is the email. Let's do some of those before we get back to the news. Jesse, here's what I don't get. Why didn't the deep state cover their tracks and destroy the whole Russia hoax paper trail? It seems sloppy and unlike them. I'll be listening for your answer. Okay? Seems sloppy and unlike them. Well, let's talk about this. Because we are all susceptible to this mistake. And the mistake is thinking our enemies, thinking evil people are intelligent. When we think about the evil communists inside of our government, in this case, we'll talk about the FBI specifically. When we think about evil communists inside of the FBI, it's very tempting to picture some dirty commie in an FBI jacket with his dirty commie friends sitting around in a soundproof room coming up with a master scheme to destroy America. Of course, see, Chris is nodding his head. Of course, it's what everyone pictures. But listen, our enemies aren't any more intelligent than we are. And keep something in mind, and this is a huge, huge benefit for us right now. The communists in this country have been weakened by our weakness. Here's what I mean by that. The communists inside of our government, they have gotten used to a system where they can do the most horrible, evil crap in the world, and Republicans, when they take over, will be too effeminate to ever hold them to account, to ever look into it. They'll try to be above it all. Well, we don't want to be like them. That is not just something I snark about on the radio. That's how it has worked. Democrats take power. They promptly turn every single government agency into a gun on their behalf and do the most horrible, illegal, unethical crap in the world. And then Republicans take over. And you remember that soundbite I played for you 1,000 times of Bill Barr? Well, we don't want to do a tit for tat. And you know who loves that? The communists. They love that. Here's why they didn't get all the documents. This is already leaked out in the media, so now I can tell you something I have known already. The Hoover Building is gigantic. Go look it up. You can look it up online. It's huge. It's enormous. A building of that size, how many different floors are unused? Rooms, basements, corridors, closets. A lot of them. A lot of them. And so the evil communists who work inside of the Hoover Building, I didn't say worked, work inside of the Hoover Building, they've grown used to a system where you do horrible, evil things. Oh, geez, Chris, is that right? 1.8 million square feet. Okay, it's enormous. The evil communists inside of the FBI have gotten used to a system where they do evil things. You know a Republican's never going to look into it that much, but you want to try to cover your tracks, so you grab your documents and throw them in a burn bag. Now, if I have committed a crime and it's documented, I'm not just going to put it in a burn bag, I'm going to burn the bag. But they've grown weak and complacent of loading crap into a burn bag, and they just started chucking these bags into rooms, into unused rooms. And remember, so much of this stuff isn't computerized. So unless you physically walk around the 1.8 million square foot Hoover Building and physically open the doors, go through the file cabinets, go through the burn bags, unless you go looking, you don't know what's there. And by the way, you think you've seen a lot so far? There's more coming. You know that. And not just about the Russia hoax stuff. How many evil things has the Cheka done in its history? Many, many, many. How many are still sitting there in a burn bag collecting dust in the basement of the Hoover Building? And we will find out one day. It's a lot. Oh, yeah, they destroy evidence when they remember. But do you remember everything all the time? Ever gone to the grocery store with you only need a few items so you don't write it down? And you get about one thing and you get home and realize you forgot half your list? Don't make the mistake of thinking our enemies are geniuses. Very, very rarely. And being evil does hold you back. In some ways, being evil is freeing and it helps you because you're not held by any moral standards. But in other ways, being evil holds you back. Hitler's actually a great example. You know, Germany may very well have won World War II if Hitler hadn't run all the smart Jews out of the country. You realize that? He had a bunch of Jewish scientists and people because they were always advancing militarily. Well, he didn't want Jews in those fields, so he ran them out. Well, those people went to other countries, enemies of Germany, and helped them, including us, helped them. Evil holds you back in some ways. These people are not geniuses. They're not smarter than you. They're more evil than you, of course. They'll lie in ways you won't lie. They'll do things you aren't willing to do. And I don't want you to do those things. I'm not saying that. But don't make the mistake of thinking they don't make mistakes. All right? We have to shed this notion, especially when it comes to things like the CIA and FBI, that we're talking about top-tier people, only the best and the brightest and the crime fighters. And those organizations are full of the biggest bunch of morons and scumbags you've ever met in your entire life. Don't lionize these people. Don't make that mistake anymore. Anyway, let's set this stuff aside. Let's do some Medal of Honor Monday. Before we make fun of AOC, before we talk about what happened in Cincinnati. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.